Welcome to Nerdcast episode number 37. This is a screencast, video cast for nerds, by nerds, for wannabe nerds or existing nerds. If you are not on the Nerds On Site team, we would invite you to take a look at iwanttobeanerd.com, where you can find out a little bit about this little enterprise. What we're aiming to be is the go-to power brand for SMEs when it comes to all things that touch their technology. Their boxes that are called computers, their phone systems, their web presence, their applications, anything that touches technology, that's our domain. And we are just a worldwide network of sick puppies. I'm happy to admit it. We're just crazy when it comes to utilizing technology in a way that improves people's lives, that improves businesses' pleasure, productivity, and profitability, and technology can answer on all those fronts. So welcome to Nerdcast. Today with us we have, from West Virginia, Dennis Hausnecht, our security guru. How are you, Dennis?
Fine, thanks. Glad to be here.
Good to have you. Dennis very frequently blogs on iwanttobeanerd.com/blog, so take a look at that. And we have a, actually I'm going to come to you last, Fabiana. Chris from the UK. Good to have you, Chris.
Hi, David. Hi, everyone. Good to see you all again.
Good to have you again. Chris is a new daddy. Congrats, Chris. What an exciting adventure. New adventure part of your life. Very excited for you. And as always, we have Arthur. Good to have you, Arthur.
Hello!
That's his genuine, honest-to-goodness, genuine enthusiasm. And we have a special guest today, a brand new nerdess, Fabiana. Good to have you, Fabiana.
Hello, everyone. Very nice to be here.
Fabiana is originally from Brazil, and she is now... Are you a Canadian citizen? Are you a Canadian citizen already?
Not yet. In
oh,
the way.
But she's gonna
permanent
be.
Resident.
She's going to be a Canadian citizen, and we welcome her to this wonderful, colorful country. And she has added two languages to our team. We're both trilingual. Hers is TRI. She speaks at least three languages. Mine is TRY. I try anything. So she adds Portuguese and Italian and probably soon French to our team's capacity. So we're glad to have her on the team. She'll be working with us very closely on our Brazil expansion this year, and as well as Mexico, because her Spanish is quite good as well. Wait a minute, that's more than three. That's like four or five. Anyway, I had to do the try joke anyway. So we, as always, we do Nerdcast with good news. So I hope you're all ready with good news. I can start, of course, unless someone else wants to jump in first. See, if you jump in first, then you don't run the risk of me stealing your good news. Go for it, Chris. I know you've got some.
Yeah, my good news, Nerds Optimization continues to expand with a new client.
Yes.
We're doing ongoing optimizations for the website, enhancing and adding new content, and also running their AdWords campaigns.
Wonderful. Chris and also a fellow nerd from Bolivia, Diego Toranzos, are part of our SEO team. So if nerds or wannabe nerds have special needs or clients who want to focus on search engine optimization, which is more than just SEO, right? It's more like optimizing the web presence website, which encompasses a lot more than just a website, but
yeah.
Encompasses social media and everything else that helps just generate a more positive presence on the web. Excellent,
yeah.
Excellent. The work that Chris has done for us has been nothing but stellar, so we appreciate your continued work there, Chris. Yeah, you betcha. Good news from Arthur. I'm going to steal yours if you don't share it now. I already have.
The good news is I've invented Niles the Nerd, the robot. This guy is a computer person who basically records our meetings in MP3 audio, very good quality, automatically, and is completely remotely managed, and it can be used by anyone in the world at any time and from any place. So I think I already said that.
Very neat. Very neat.
It's good.
Arthur never ceases to impress us with ideas not only ideas, but the execution of the ideas. So I saw this in operation firsthand, and the more we're showing our corporate clients the push-to-talk features in Mumble, the more they all want to do that. We have some very large Fortune 500 companies that are like, why haven't we been using this in our organization? So we're very excited to roll that out, and it's an open source project that we call Nerd Talk, but it's actually called Mumble. We just don't like the name. No offense to the author. We think he's a genius, the guy who owns the project right now. But we got to change the name because it's anything but a mumbling experience. So anyway, and last but not least, good news from Fabiana. Would you like to share some with us?
Well, I think good news is we are expanding Nerds on Site to Brazil, and we are all very excited about it. And I count on all of you to help all the new Brazilian nerds that are going to be joining the team. Thank you.
Absolutely. We just did the Brazilian version of Imagine If. If you haven't seen the Imagine If video, it really summarizes very well what our culture is about. nerdsonsite.com/imagineif is now done in Spanish, in English, of course, as well as Portuguese. So thank you all for the great good news. So what we have, just a couple of stories today. We're going to keep our Nerdcast very short today. We have a couple of stories that we want to talk about. This one that you submitted, Dennis, about Dell's Zero Client. This whole space is sort of in the middle of a major shakeup from the traditional fat client and then thin client and now Zero Client. So tell us where this is at and where things are going from your perspective.
Well, I'm of course interested somewhat from a security perspective because now we have a case where there's no way to infect a local workstation.
Yeah.
There's no way to affect it in any way because it doesn't exist.
Right.
The local workstation is simply a terminal. It's a little bit of Back to the Future for me because I go back to the days when we had PDP-10 dumb terminals, which were basically just a keyboard, and a screen connected to a mainframe. And so now we're back to that model, and you know, it has ups and downs. But the interesting thing to me is that you centralize your administration and your management, and basically you manage and protect in terms of security one computer. That's the server, and then everything runs from that. So it's an interesting technology. Curiously enough, it's not the device here from Dell is not less expensive than a desktop computer. It's actually more expensive than a typical computer. But that's the way it always is with emerging technologies, and the price will come down. And there's no reason to think that this wouldn't be an inexpensive option at some point. And just, you know, it really kind of changes the game in terms of managing desktops and sort of managing particularly environments with large numbers of users that are, you know, have similar needs. So I thought it was interesting technology. I know it ties in with VMware, and Scott Ledyard, our VMware expert, was doing a seminar today to learn more about how a different competing technology fits into that. So I think it's something interesting for the future for us to look at.
Yeah, no question. Thanks for that summary, Dennis. And the fact that the price point is a bit higher than a desktop may have an impact. However, I think the more that organizations are looking to streamline the various roles and ensuring that that the total cost of ownership stays down, something like this would be a good prospect because you are much less likely to touch the desktop or to need human intervention or on-site physical hands-on technical support with a device like this, right? Because you then just centralize your efforts on the server as opposed to on the individual box.
Yeah, I don't think it'll have I don't think the main impact is on the actual end user. I think from a management perspective and from security perspective, it would really change the landscape quite a lot.
Right, absolutely. Yeah, good point. Thank you for that, Dennis. And Chris, you submitted an article on something called, well, you may have to help me on the pronunciation of this, Sikuli?
Sikuli,
sure. Okay. Project Sikuli, tell us about that one.
I would say it's a task automation and visual scripting for Pictocon script. So you take screenshots of each step in the process and it runs through that as a script and automates the task for you. So it looks to me like it's aimed at non-programmers, non-techies, to try and automate some of their daily tasks.
Wow. So based on the screenshot that you take, which is very easy to do on a Mac because it's built in with the...
Well, it's actually built into the system. So as you go through it, you just click take screenshot, and you then draw a mask over the icon that you want to click, and then it matches that when it runs through the script, so it can tell where to click. So it's all built in.
Wow.
So it does based on mouse clicks or based on tasks?
I think it's based on visual, so it actually compares the screen, as far as I can tell.
Okay.
Yeah, it does help to watch the video.
Okay. Well, we've got it right here. Program anything using GUI screenshots, now available for Mac and Windows.
Wow. We're going to demonstrate
well,
single
like
by showing how
easier.
To set an IP address on Mac with MacBook.
Wow.
At first, we open up the system preferences.
I was trying to work out as well, is that woman's voice? Is that computer-generated voice? I think it is.
You think it is?
It could be.
Network icon. As the network panel appears, we click on the Ethernet adapter and then select manually from the drop-down menu.
No.
But so it's showing you the normal way that you perform tasks first, and then it shows you its way.
Oh.
So this is all the standard, something you have to do every day.
Right.
So if you skip forward a bit, you'll see the example of how it works afterwards.
So does this then build an Apple script file?
Looks like.
I'm not sure, to be honest.
Yeah, that's
definitely
some kind of Apple script.
Yeah.
Be waiting for users typing.
Wow.
So we write a wait function here and say wait until the text box of IP address appears.
Yeah, I haven't seen anything quite like that before.
Finally, we use the type function to simulate typing. Just put the IP address in and use \t for the tab key.
That is pretty neat. Thank you for that. I can see so many uses of this. Absolutely. I mean, we can use this for even within our RAF environment, our Ready Aim Fire system, where we're going through a process when we set up a new client or we set up a new profile, and you go through the various security settings for each different role. I can see this being a beautiful fit in so many environments. Thank you so much. Sikuli, there we go. Sikuli, excellent. And of course, the last article that you let us know about is the Mac Heist Nano Bundle 2, which I always look at each year, and I've purchased it a few times. And what's new this year that's different from last year, Chris? Do you know?
Well, RipIt is for ripping DVDs, which, although I don't have many of them, it's nice to have them all off. And
right.
It compresses them, so that helps to save on space. And then clips I found quite useful for anything that you copy and paste, it keeps, and then you can organize them by application.
Right.
So that's quite useful. And Flow I've used as well, which is an FTP with built-in editor, which is quite nice.
Wow.
I've not used Mac Journal or Cover Scout yet.
Very cool. Well, based on just what you've told me right now, I'm sold again this year to get the bundle.
You've got love.
Yeah.
$20 for all of those.
Wow.
And it goes towards charity, which is always good.
Absolutely. And I mean, that makes it even more of a no-brainer, right? If it goes towards charity, and these are, if I understand the Mac Heist bundle correctly, it's the various publishers of the software bundles that are basically offering their software for free, because the amount that you pay ends up going to charity. Is that correct?
Yeah, as far as I know.
Right.
Yeah.
That's very, very neat. And I don't know what their cause is, but...
If you scroll down, there's a list of them. You can choose which ones it goes to, or you can give a little bit to all.
Ah, okay. Action Against Hunger. I'm glad to see that one's the first one.
AIDS Research Alliance, Save the Children, Direct Relief International, Humane Society International, Clinton Bush Haiti Fund, Nature Conservancy, Alliance for Climate Protection, Save Darfur, Prevent Cancer Foundation, and World Wildlife Fund. Wow. Good stuff.
Yep, all good stuff.
Thanks very much. Guys, today is a very short Nerdcast. We want to make sure that our audience is listening and watching our whole show. So if you have any feedback on Nerdcast, let us know. And we'll come back to you again in 2 weeks from today with episode number 38. And if you have any stories you want us to cover or you want to share some good news, please do so. And if you're, again, if you're not a nerd, check out iwanttobeanerd.com. And if you're with nerds, please let us know if you want to be on the show and share some good news with us. All right, everybody say goodbye for now.
Goodbye.
That's right. Everyone have a good week.
All right, bye-bye.